Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is Saturday morning. Let's see, it is January 30th. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, we have some coffee, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we are at Psalm 21. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? Let's pray and get into God's Word. Let's pray. Oh, Father, what a great King you are. Thank you for your mercy and your love. We pray now that as we read your word, that you would work in our hearts, teach us who you are, and let us follow after you. In his name we pray. Amen. All right, why don't we go ahead and turn into God's word this morning? Let's go ahead and turn there. Real quick, if these videos are helpful to you, let's break that Facebook and YouTube algorithm. Hit that like button, hit subscribe, share it with a friend. Let's let it go all over the place. Here we go. Psalm 21, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. In your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? You have given him his heart's desire. You have not withheld the request of his lips, Selah. For you met him with the blessing of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed on him. You have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad in your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall take them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. You shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men, for they have intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string towards their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Well, once again, this is a beautiful psalm of David talking about the king. This is a psalm of David in which he professes right off the bat, the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. We know that David is speaking of himself, and in a sense, yes, but we know that he's also speaking prophetically as well about Jesus Christ. And as we go through this passage, we'll see how in some ways this is talking about Jesus. In some ways, this is talking about David. In your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? David is a man of war. David is a man of much blood, and he does rejoice in the Lord's salvation. But how much more so is Jesus Christ rejoicing in the salvation that his Father has given to all men through his King, Jesus himself? You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the requests of his lips. This is, again, the heart of the King, right? He's rejoicing. David is rejoicing that God listens to him, that God has given him the victory. How much more can we rejoice that Jesus Christ has been given the victory? Look at here. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. We know that, yes, that happened, that David was crowned king. But we know that David was just a type, a shadow of the greater king who is going to come, who would sit upon his throne with the royal crown put upon his head, and that crown would never go away. We know from the book of Revelation that it is the Lamb who is seated upon the throne. It is Jesus Christ, the King, who this is prophetically pointing towards. And I'm going to push us even more here, right? He asked life from you and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Yeah, David is alive now. Have you thought about that? I mean, David is alive, but his body is not alive. So in one sense, this is kind of talking about David, but in a real sense, we know that this is speaking about the real David, the real King, Jesus Christ, who has been given eternal life, right? He was put to death in the flesh and buried, put in that grave, but made alive by the Spirit. And he now sits upon his throne and rules forever and ever. It is Jesus Christ who his glory is great in your salvation, honor and majesty you have placed on him. It is Jesus Christ who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is Jesus who receives all this glory. Yes, David got it in a small sense, but Jesus gets it in an eternal and grand sense. For you made him most blessed forever. You made him exceedingly glad with your presence. Right? Jesus Christ did not get a throne far removed, but no, his throne, he sits upon the throne of God himself. In perfect unity, the Father and the Son forever with the Spirit. Three persons, one God. This is the beautiful reality here that you have made him most blessed forever. It is Jesus Christ that this is pointing us to. It is Jesus Christ who is the King who sits upon that throne. For the King trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Well, again, this is so much going back and forth through history. We know that some of these things are true of David, but not entirely, right? We know that some of these things, we know David trusts in the Lord, but we also know that he was moved at a time. He had to flee from Absalom, but we know that Jesus Christ has not fled. We know that it is Jesus Christ who trusts in his Father, even though he might slay him, even though he might stand on the or be nailed to the cross and be on that hill, he would cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet, still trust in the Lord. Today you will be with me in paradise. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He trusts in God's mercy. His throne is established in God's mercy. Indeed, in the throne of Jesus Christ, there is mercy and salvation. And now for Christians, we might go like, we're not so sure about the whole 8 through 12 part. I mean, that's pretty hard, right? I mean, you're talking about arrows being strung just towards their faces. I mean, this is like bloody language here, though. I'd encourage you sometime to go pick up your scriptures and browse through the book of Revelation and see how much war there's going to be on that last great day. Read about the horsemen of the apocalypse. Read about Jesus Christ, the warrior king. Vodi Bakum one time was saying that he's sick and tired of this wussy Jesus. Right? And I'm not sure I would go that far, but he's like, you know, this pale white Jesus with this long flowing hair, and he's, you know, all feminine. And he's saying, where's the Jesus of Revelation? Where's the Jesus whose robe is dipped with blood? Where is the one who written upon his thigh is the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who rides upon his gallant steed, who subdues the nations and makes the kings bow to him? Yeah, David was given victory over his enemies, but Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, will come back one day, and he will reign as king. He will put all things in order, and the wicked will be stopped. This is why we don't, you know, necessarily long for that last great day. We don't long for the wicked to be destroyed, and yet we also are able to cry out, Lord, stop them. Right? We're recognizing our own sinfulness, that we were once those who were of the kingdom of darkness, now transferred into that kingdom of light. We're no better. And yet, we don't want this to go on forever, do we? No. No, be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. We're not going to bring about his kingdom. This is God's strength. This is God who's going to display his power. We don't know the time or the hour, but we know that our king reigns. We know that he has been given the nations now, and we can have confidence that he's going to come back again. Well, this is like a very different type of coffee and devotions. I didn't mean to sermonize you there, but I hope that your heart was blessed as we worked through this beautiful messianic picture of what it is for Jesus to be king. Why don't we go ahead and pray? Father, we thank you so much that you have shown us a true king, that you have shown us a king who reigns eternal forever, who is merciful, to whom you choose to show mercy, that you have loved us. Lord, we pray that your kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven. We rejoice in your strength, and we exult in your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you rejoice in Jesus Christ. May you urge others to come to him, that they might bow at his throne of grace. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.